Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the double D's of dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Celeste Moore. And today we're talking about Valentine's Day. Yes, Valentine's Day is around the corner. And I wanted to jump on here and talk to you about whether it's overhyped and underwhelming. So here's a thought-provoking question. Let me ask you something. Is Valentine's Day a celebration of love or is it a boner killer? Okay. I will give you my two cents, but I want you to think about that question for a second. Why would I even say that? A boner killer? What? It's like the day of how hot sex and she's going to wear lingerie. And what? Diner, 69er. Okay. Let me stop you right there because it's definitely an over-commercialized holiday and has unrealistic expectations. But let's sit on that for a second. Now, when I say Valentine's Day is a boner killer, I've had a couple guests on my show, Dr. Judson Brandeis and Brian Ayers, who have both talked about the health and wellness of a man's body depends on whether or not he has long-lasting hard-ons or can even get a hard-on or have long-lasting sex. And that's based on physiology. It's based on foods that you eat, the sleep that you get, the exercise that you get. All of this, as we age, creeps up and even as a woman, but obviously as a man, it's very important to show up. And when you're showing up sexually, you want to be your best version of yourself. So Valentine's Day is the perfect storm for your dick to go limp. Gotta say it, guys. Think about this. Things that you're putting in your body on a typical Valentine's Day meal. Okay. If it's typical, right? Surf and turf or steak. You're having some kind of red wine or alcohol and some type of sugar dessert or chocolate. All of those things are bad for hard-ons. It's just going to kill it. You want to have foods that bring blood flow to the penis. A lot of veggies, boys. A lot of veggies. And especially there's certain veggies that are better for you. But think about shopping. I heard this from, I believe it was Brian Ayers, shop in the produce section, and that's how you're going to have healthy, long-lasting erection. So think about that before you actually make those reservations for your favorite steakhouse and have your favorite wine and all these chocolates. There's other ways you can make Valentine's Day really hot and sexy. But let's talk about Valentine's Day a little bit. I know that the old history has really, it's like, Water Day. I don't know. It's like an ugly day, like a St. Valentine's something. We won't go that far back, but typically it's a day to celebrate with your love and show them your love by purchasing chocolates, flowers, taking you to dinner, having some wine, buying teddy bears, and maybe even some lingerie so that you can give to your partner to put on for you and you guys have hot sex. Well, it has evolved and become so highly commercialized that it can feel like there's unrealistic expectations that happen. You know, the media, like, you've got to buy her jewelry and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And you guys out there have got to feel a lot of pressure from that. And typically, this day is just to be with the person that you care about and show them that you care about them. You know, I think it's honestly one of the most ridiculous holidays. The only time I really love celebrating Valentine's Day was really like with my daughter, cute, and we make Valentine's for our classroom, or I get her chocolates or something really cutesy and get her stuffed animals. But as adults, why do we need one day of the year to tell you that we love you and that we care about you? Why? Why can't it be July 2nd? Why can't it be 365 days out of the year? And I do little things for you throughout the year. I just think that it's so stupid for one day to do all of these ridiculous things. And then there's all these expectations. And then if something doesn't go right, then it's a hot mess and someone's getting pissed off or feelings hurt. Think about if you want to go to dinner. It's hard to get a reservation, number one. Number two, the prices are double. Number three, crowds are like, you know, it's just ridiculous out there. You can't have a nice, quiet meal, intimate meal, because everybody's there. And then sometimes they have a set menu, so you're not able to really choose. It's like, okay, this is what you're getting. And if you want to go out, then spend $300 for something that's normally $100 and have fun. And then the roses are double. Like, it's just a way to make money. So take all the pressure off. Do the normal things that people do. Let's get creative and do something different. Now, I'll talk about that in just a minute, but I want to give you a story of someone that I dated a little while ago and was preparing the most perfect Valentine's Day, the perfect meal, the perfect night. And, you know, didn't go right. And I really can't remember what it was. But all I remember is that it ruined his mood. He was so pissed off that things weren't perfect, that pissed me off. And that made me angry that he was being so petty and that he was being so childish about it. Like, just let it roll off her shoulder. Like, it's not a big deal. And he simmered in it and it like showed on its face. And I was like, at the end of the night, nobody got laid. Nobody was happy. I was like, this is just ridiculous. Stop putting the pressures and expectations on what it should be or the perfection. Because when you put perfection on anything, there's no such thing as perfection. It would have played out so beautiful if he would have just like let it roll off his shoulder. It wasn't even that big of a deal. Anyways, men, I don't care if it's Valentine's Day or a date that you're out and about and like planning this beautiful, special evening, stop putting the pressures of perfection on what it needs to turn out in your head, because it'll just ruin it. So step back and just enjoy. Let things happen. You know, yes, it's important to plan. Yes, it's important to put effort into it, but stop putting perfection on it. Also, Valentine's Day, let me talk about this. There's such pressure on singles to get into couples just to celebrate Valentine's Day. How stupid is that? Like, okay, hold on. Let me just meet somebody on Tinder for the night just so that we can celebrate Valentine's Day. No. You know, there's all sorts of like events like Galentine's Day with single females and other couples that you can get together and just have fun. It doesn't have to be this. It's almost like a hierarchy, right? Like, it's this perfection thing. Like, you have to be coupled to celebrate, which is bullshit. I have been single for a long time and I celebrated with my daughter and I've celebrated with friends before, and it's just a day. So stop. You know, you don't also have to have a perfect celebration. So you don't have to celebrate at all. Like, forget about it. Okay. So now let's talk about alternative ways to celebrate love, okay? And the holiday itself. Let's make a meal at home. Let's cook together, right? I love the idea of making a meal together. You're putting your love into it. You're exploring. It's an event, right? It's something that you do together. It's a bonding experience. You decide to go out to dinner, but you're going to eat plant-based tonight and you're going to give yourself all these amazing, yummy veggies and you're not going to drink alcohol. Or you can take a picnic. Go watch the sunset, have little noshes, and just celebrate in intimate ways other than at a dinner in a noisy restaurant with high price craziness going on. But there's all sorts of ways to celebrate your love. You can do activities. You can jet set and have a weekend together. There's so many ways you can snuggle in and watch a movie maybe you've been wanting to watch together, a romance or an adventure movie. Just think of so many ways that you can show your love. And it doesn't have to be in the traditional sense of dinner on Valentine's Day, men. Okay. Take the pressure off. So, all of you out there, is Valentine's Day a celebration of love for you? If so, great. Enjoy it. Make the best of it. But take perfection off. If it is a day that you think is ridiculous, let it be a day of ridiculousness for you. You don't have to celebrate. You don't have to put yourself out there or your thoughts out there. But regardless, enjoy the day. However you choose, however you see fit, just remember to start thinking critically when it comes to certain days that are expected. Think about what truly matters in your relationship and focus on those things, because at the end of the day, that's really what's going to strengthen the bond between you guys. And celebrate love. Celebrate love, because it's a beautiful thing. And for those who haven't found it yet, work on yourself. Love yourself first, because that's where it always starts. When you can love yourself, I promise you, you can love somebody else and it will show. The vibrations will show. So until then, navigate these world, go on dates, see what this is about, work on yourself. And until next time, see you later. And thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at @CelesteMoreImage, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, CelesteMoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.